So Barron looks to his left, looks to his right. Toe meets leather, and the college football season is underway with a touchback. As that one sails out of the back of the end zone in the air. It's a touchback for the Conks as they open the season at their own 25-yard line. Dodge City under the direction of a second-year quarterback, Rashawn McKee. 5'11", 210-pound freshman. And he can you got that extra year last year because of COVID. So he's still considered a freshman. Transferred from Gannon University, a Division II school in Erie, Pennsylvania. Last year, McKee at quarterback was 55 of 126. Played 44% of his passes, 7 touchdowns, and now we're going to have a delay of game before the first snap of the season. And that is something that's not going to make John Holt, the new offensive coordinator, happy, as well as Coach Ricky Kuhn. A 5-yard penalty before you even snap the football. They should put 15 seconds back on the clock, or on the game clock, and they do. So McKee out of the shotgun. Gets a snap. He'll hit off. Running left side is Cameron Faison. Faison across to the 23-yard line. Faison last year, very talented receiver. He's out of Realtown, Alabama, Realtown High School. Played running back in high school, so he is going to be playing running back here this afternoon because that here after this play. McKee waits for the snap. 3 receivers right, 1 left. He looks to right, throws to the right. He's got a man and is incomplete. Nearly picked off. Almost picked off by Latrez Shelton, the defensive back for Iowa Western. It went through the hands of Tyjavian Edwards.
Third down.
Oh, check that one. Him is Paisley on the far side. So third down and 12 coming up for the Conks offense, moving right to left at a south to north here at Memorial Stadium. Empty backfield for Rashad McKee. Gets the snap, looks to his left. Pressure coming, rolls out to the right. McKee on the run. He's going to throw it. He's got a man, and he's going to be caught across midfield. The ball is coughed up, and it is recovered there by Kyrie Williams. It was a first down and a big gainer up past midfield. But the tight end that time, Shane Ellis, coughed the ball up, and it's a turnover for the Conk offense. So Iowa Western takes it over and plus territory at the Dodge to the 47-yard line. That was a great job there by Rashad McKee. Able to get outside the pocket, threw a great ball there to the tight end. And now we get to see the reigning National Player of the Year offensively last year, Nate Glantz. Gets a snap. He will hand off, looking for running room, and not much there. The Dodge City defensive line swarms to the ball carrier. And meeting him first was Brendan Hardy. Hardy, one of those linebackers back from a season ago. Scary thing about Glantz is he still considered that freshman. Again, a lot of these guys going to get an opportunity really play 3 years at the junior college level. Glantz out of the shotgun, 2 receivers left, 1 right. Looks one way, that is to the right. He's got a man. It's a first, close to a first down. A catch made at time by Ryan Flournoy.
That's complete.
So,
big
gain of about 9 on the play. Third down and a yard to go at the Dodge City 38.
Tackled by Dodge City's number.
Last year, Glantz, 131 of 207, 63% completion rating. Over 1,800 yards, 23 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions thrown last spring. And he has gotten numerous offers already because of those numbers that he put up one season ago. Third down to the yard, gets a snap, looks to his left, he's going, he's got a great arm, he throws it to the end zone, incomplete. Too far out of the reach of Michael Love, one of his favorite targets back from a season ago, and it's fourth down and a yard to go. What will Iowa Western do? Glantz staying on the field, looks like the Reavers will go for it here on fourth and a yard. You can hear the Dodge City Community College cheerleaders make a noise down on the track. Reigning national champs at the junior college level as well. So it's fourth and a yard to go. Heavy backfield. Glantz sends his tight end from the left to the right. So they got two tight ends on the right side. High snap. Glantz is going to run himself, and he's not going to get there. Actually, he escapes a tackle. He still won't get there. Anthony Quinney comes up and makes a stop behind the line. And it's a loss of down and a turnover on downs. Dodge City offense will come back out on the field after forcing the turnover on downs. Lance somehow was able to escape a tackle, but could not escape the arms of Anthony Quinney. First and 10 Conks at their own 43 with 12:55 to play in the first quarter, no score. Handoff, Faison. Faison lost the ball. Ball is loose, but it's going to be picked up there by the quarterback, Rashad McKee. Luckily, there's nobody back to where the ball was coughed up, but it is going to be a loss all the way back to the 35, a loss of 8 on the play. So second and 18, back to the 35-yard line. Two receivers right, one to the left for Rashad McKee, a new running back in the game. McKee to pass, throws it over the middle, incomplete. Intended on the slant route for Elijah Turner. And it is defended well there by Jaheim Jenkins, freshman defensive back for the Reavers.
Third down.
So third and long coming up. But now we'll see this Dodge City offense can move the football. They have just had two fumbles and again lost the first one on their opening drive. Back to pass, pressure coming. It's a screen on the far side. It's going to be caught there by Justin Mitchell. He makes a man miss, and he is going to get back up around the original line of scrimmage. Still going to be well short. Now fourth down and about nine to go. And the punt team will come out for the first time this season.
Fourth down,
Mitchell made the catch there. 5'10", freshman out of Lenexa, Kansas. Played at Shawnee Mission Northwest High School. So we will get to see Trey Wilhoit to punt it away. Corey Wilhoit is how it is listed, but he goes by Trey, and we'll go by here, Bronkets. Trey Wilhoit gets a snap. The kick is away. It's a good one. High and over a kick. It's going to be fair caught at the 20-yard line there by Caden Wiegand.
Fair catch called by number 11, Caden Wiegand.
So Wiegand makes the fair catch at the 20. First and 10, Iowa Western at their own 20. Here with 11:28 to play in the opening quarter. No score here from Memorial Stadium. Iowa Western moving left to right as we view the field. Again, the wind is out of the north-northeast today. Two receivers right, one left for Glantz. Claps his hands, gets a snap, looks to the left, fires a pass. It's caught there by his wideout. Making the catch there was Isaiah Toki. So Toki makes the catch. Good stop defensively. Now the far side of the game. Gain of five.
Toki.
Second down at 5 yards to go. Ball on the left hash at the 25. Glantz with two receivers right, one left. Gets the snap, throws left. He's got a man again. It's going to be caught there by Toki. He's got the first down and then some down the far sideline before he's finally wrestled down by Dominic Horton. All the way up to the 40-yard line. Pick up a 15 on the play.
First down.
And a Reaver first down. They had Toki stopped, but he was able to escape that tackle the far side by Chris Starks, the cornerback on the far side. Two receivers stacked up on the left side of the formation, one receiver to the near side. Glantz looks to the left side. He throws it, and incomplete. He sails it all the way over to the Iowa Western sideline.
Incomplete pass.
And I think him and his receiver Toki were not on the same page.
Second down.
And Glantz did not have very many incompletions last year. with this Iowa Western team that again went 7-1, went 4-0 on the road. Their only loss came at home to again an eventual runner-up, Snow. Lost to Hutchinson in the national championship game. Second and 10, three receivers, two to the near side, one to the far side. Glance escapes the tackle, pressure coming. Throws it, he's got a man, it's gonna be caught. This one might be coming back though, the referee threw a flag. It's a big gainer here for Iowa Western. And all the way down inside the 10-yard line goes Blake Vaughn. But hold on.
Blake Vaughn.
Penalty markers all the way back at the 38-yard line. And it is holding the call. So back, the Reavers up all the way back to their 30-yard line. Again, that was a big catch there by Vaughn, and a big run as well by 6'6", 245-pound freshman tight end. But it's going to get taken all the way back to their own 30. And so that is a big penalty. Ended up being down a 55, 60-yard penalty in the long run. Second down and 20 for Iowa Western. Glance gets a snap, play action pass. Pressure Cummings hit, and he is dropped all the way back at the 22-yard line. Nico Parapeta comes up and sacks. Glance all the way back at the 20. Oh, we're going to mark it at 23-yard line. Well, 24, rather. That is a very favorable spot, but anyway, it's going to be third down and long, very long for Iowa Western. First down markers all the way to the 50-yard line. So third and 26, a loss of six officially on that sack. Empty backfield, five receivers, three to the near side, two to the far side, and piddle, or actually whistle blowing. I think we got a timeout called by Dodge City. Nine-11 to play, first quarter, season opener. No score between Dodge City and number four Iowa Western. The Conks defense right now have the Reavers backed up to third and 26. First timeout called of the afternoon. Great to have you along here this afternoon. Whether you're tuning in on Z98, the official broadcast of Dodge City Community College and Dodge City High School Sports right here on Z98, flagship station, or tuning in on Conk TV online at goconks.com. Beautiful afternoon again in Dodge City here for this opener. Sun shining, clouds in the sky. Wind is blowing out of the north-northeast. It's a beautiful day for football. A lot of great action across the college football throughout the rest of the day here in this opening week. Get you some scores from some other action around the junior college level. There are eight games on Thursday to kick off the season, and 13 across the nation today. Get those here after this play. Empty backfield, four receivers to the near side. Glance claps his hands twice, gets a helmet high snap, pressure coming, steps up at the pocket, looks to his left, throws over the middle, and incomplete. And it's going to bring up fourth down at 26. The Dodge City defense comes up big there and will force an Iowa Western punt for the first time this afternoon. Great job defensively. And again, it is aided there by that big-time holding penalty by Iowa Western. Back deep to receive his punt is Kobe Crabb.
Back receiver, Dodge City.
Sophomore of Alexander City, Alabama. The kick is away. Crabb calling for a fair catch. He'll make it at the 35-yard line. And then it's where Dodge City will start their third drive of the afternoon.
Fair catch to the 35. Dodge City.
8:59 to play. First quarter action. Conk offense, two drives thus far, a fumble and a punt. First and 10 at their own 35, moving right to left in this opening period. Two receivers right. We got a couple of tight ends here in the formation. As Rashad McKee stands 5 yards deep, gets the snap. Play action, throws it forward. Shines got a man, it's going to be caught. That time they go to Justin Mitchell. And he makes the catch, a gain of 5 on the play. Second catch of the game for Justin Mitchell. Okay, the freshman of Lenexa, Kansas.
Second
up in the northeast portion of the Sunflower State. Second and 5. Ball at the 40. Two receivers to the left, one to the right in the formation with that H-back there behind as well. Mitchell is in motion. Rashad McKee on option, started to the left and then went back to the right. And no gain on the play, brings up 3rd and 5.
McKee on the carry and no gain. 3rd down.
So 3rd and 5 at the 40 for the Conk offense. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Cam Faison, the running back, to the left of Rashad McKee. Mitchell in motion from right to left. McKee looks to his right. Pressure coming. He gets sacked all the way back to the 30-yard line. And Rashad McKee got blown up from behind. And defensively, Tyree Hill, as well as Jackson Filer.
Jackson Filer for a loss.
So Filer and Hill sandwich McKee, and he's sacked back at the 30. And it brings up now 4th down and 15 for the Dodgers of the offense. And another punting situation
back to
here for Will Hoyt.
Number 46, Corey Will Hoyt.
Not a lot going so far in this opening period. We have now reached halfway point this first quarter. Will Hoyt gets his foot through it. Another good one. This is going to be Caden Weegin who makes the catch. He's going to run at this time, and not a good idea there as he got maybe a yard, and that would be it before he is dropped there by a couple of Dodgers defenders. Mason Olguin, as well as
tackle made by number 43, Moore. Mason Olguin for Dodge City.
So 1st and 10, Iowa Western on their 3rd drive of the first quarter. Ball is at their own 33. 7:03 to play in the first. One receiver right, one to the left. Lance gets a snap, hands off, a big hole up the middle. And the running back that time, Milton Sarkba, gets a nice pickup of 7, maybe
Milton
8. Sarkba, redshirt sophomore out of Omaha, Nebraska, played at Omaha North High School. Yeah, it's just across border of Council Bluffs, Iowa, where Iowa Western is located. Again, Sarkba, the carry, and he is going to get close to the first down marker on 2nd effort. He might have got it. Looks like they will move the chains to an Iowa Western first down.
First down, Reavers.
Sarkba last year, leading rusher for the Reavers, 45 carries, 333 yards. Averaged 7.4 yards a carry, 7 touchdowns. First and 10, Glantz gets a high snap again. This is Sarkba, big hole, and right up the middle he goes for a gain of 11 on the play. Actually, we'll give it 12.
Sarkba on the carry.
So now the Dodgers defensive line especially have got to figure out how can we stop this running attack now. Throw on the far side. It's going to be caught inside the 40 down near the 36-yard line. A pickup of 8 on the play as Glantz, the quarterback, tripped on the turf. He rolled his ankle a little bit, but he is back up and good to go. He slipped and fell as he threw it to Toki, his receiver on the far side.
Second down.
But again, he was still able to get 8 yards out of it. 2nd and 2, Iowa Western driving here. Ball in the Dodge City 36-yard line. High snap, Glantz gets his handoff to Sarkba. He's got the first down, still turning his feet, and the Dodge City defense gets to him at the 32. But a carry good enough for an Iowa Western first down. And they really started getting a rhythm.
Number 21, Milton Sarkba on the carry. First down.
Defense! Iowa Western decked down in their road whites, all white uniforms, Reavers across their chest in blue, trimmed in black. They are white, black in that blue color. Pressure coming, glance escapes. Rolls to his left, throws on the run, he's got a man, it's caught. What a catch there on the far side by Jermaine Dawson, the freshman out of Vero Beach, Florida, hauls in. It's first and goal, Iowa Western at the five. A little toe tap
number
there
five,
on the far sideline, and he got both toes in. And it's first and goal, Iowa Western. And that shows you what the reigning national offensive player can do as he escaped the pressure. He's able to roll out and throw the run to his left. Man in motion from left to right. Now back to the left side. Glance rolling to his right. Lobs it to the man in the end zone, incomplete. Intended for Michael Love.
That's
just kind of a little touch pass.
Love.
And Love couldn't run under it. That's exactly what Glance was doing, was trying to lob it where Love could be the only one that would haul it in. Second down and goal at the five. Iowa Western knocking on the south end zone here on this possession. Fourth possession of the game. Check that third possession of the game. Five receiver set. Glance, lone man of the backfield. Play clock at seven. High snap. Glance throws it to the end zone. Incomplete. A lot of contact there, but great defense is what they're going to say by Dominic Horton, as they try to go to the big tight end, Blake Vaughn. And Vaughn's the one that had that big catch and run earlier that was called back because of the holding. And Vaughn, I don't think he's feeling too hot. Yeah, he's taking his helmet off right now. I don't know if he's starting to throw up or what, but yep, that's exactly what he's doing on the far side. And now Coach Scott Strohmeyer is going to call a timeout for Iowa Western to think about it. This third and goal play. We'll step aside as well. 4:26 to play in the opening quarter. No score between Dodge City and number four Iowa Western on the Conquistador Sports Network. To play, opening quarter. Iowa Western moving the football from our left to right. They have a third and goal at the Dodge City 5-yard line. Sean Boston back here at Memorial Stadium in Dodge City, the season and home opener for the Conquistadors. They're trying to come up with a big stop here. Empty backfield for the quarterback Nate Glance. Glance gets a snap, looks to his right, throws that way to the end zone, got a man, and it's caught. And will they say he's in? No, incomplete. They will say the receiver Michael Love did not get his toe in and is incomplete and brings up fourth down and goal. Wow. Of course, no replay in junior college football, but I have to get another look at that. You can tell Love was definitely trying to get that tap in. Again, you only need one foot, one toe in college football. Sabaran on for the field goal rather. 22-yard attempt here. Kick is up. The kick is good. 4:21 to play in the first quarter. And Sabaran puts it in from 22 yards out. What a great job defensively there by Dodge City, as he gave up some big plays on that drive. But in the end, bend but do not break, and give up just 3 points to the fourth-ranked team in the nation. So great job there to hold Iowa Western to just three. Dodge City High School football team opened up their season last night on the road in Wichita. Gets Wichita West, and the Red Demons got a 28-6 victory to open up the season. Again, that game was called with about 3 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the third quarter after the weather moved into South Central Kansas and went into a weather delay because of lightning and downpour, and ended up calling the game official at that point with 3:50 to play in the third quarter. So the Red Demons open the Glenn O'Neill era with a victory last night in Wichita. They're back in action this coming Friday here at Memorial Stadium as they host Liberal. And the home opener.
Receive for Dodge City, number 81, Fred Eford.
So a 3-0 lead for Iowa Western.
Sebron on the kick.
As Sarbrand has it teed up. Kick is away. And this will be Fred Eford from about the 7-yard line. Eford, a big hole across at 30, 35, 40. There he goes. It is going to be a foot race in the end zone. He will be tripped up, though, at the 37-yard line of Iowa Western. What a return there by Fred Eford.
Eford with a return for Dodge City.
Man, this is nearly tripped up there. So now, that's the offense. Got to capitalize here. Great field position at the Iowa Western 37-yard line. 4:10 to play, first quarter. 3-0 Iowa Western leads. Rashad McKeon at quarterback. And a running back now is Jalen Williams. Here's the snap. The give to Williams. He runs to his left and gets tripped up there just below the knees at the 33-yard line.
Carry for Dodge City by number 8, Jalen Williams. Second down.
Second down and 6. 3 receiver right, 1 left. Here for Rashad McKee in the offense. Hard count, now he looks to the near side. Evan Lassner will signal in the play call. Trips to the right. McKee gets a snap. Hands off. This is Williams again. Williams off right guard, and he is going to be thrown back. He gets up for progress around the 30. He is stopped there defensively. You know, the stop was Ethan Weirather.
Number 8.
So Weirather comes up with a stop. Freshman out of 30. Van Horn, Iowa. Third and 4 coming up. Under 3 minutes to play, first quarter. 3-0 Iowa Western leads. McKee, hands off. Here's a big hole up the middle. 15, 10, 5, touchdown Conks. Tyler Curtis takes it in 31 yards to the crib. And it's a 6-3 Dodge City lead with 2:34 to go here in the first quarter. How about that? Capitalizing on the great return there by Fred Eford. A lot of credit to him for getting that drive set up with a short field position. Kick from Guidry is up and good.
Extra point does good.
2:28 to play in the opening quarter, and the Conks leading number 4, Iowa Western, 7-3. And Curtis had a great hole on the right side of the line. A lot of credit goes to the right side of that line for clearing the path. And Curtis basically untouched until he got inside the 2 to the end zone. Tyler Curtis, 6-foot freshman out of Lilburn, Georgia, by ways of Parkview High School. That was his first collegiate carry as well. And he will remember that one forever. So the offense, again, they were getting some things moving in the previous drives, but it just been able to get that big play that they needed. Well, that kick return was all they needed to set up a short field. A couple plays later, 31-yard touchdown run.
Back deep for Iowa Western.
Tyler Curtis.
Number 9, Dennis Fisher. And number 23, Wyatt Raymer.
Ball is teed up here for,
kicking for Don City,
Carter.
44, Carter Brown.
Carter Brown. Freshman out of Inman, Kansas, over near Hutchinson. Gets his foot through him. High kick. It's going to be short, though. It's going to be caught around the 23-yard line. But a short return up to the 30 is all that Jalen Gaudet was able to get.
First and 10, Reaver football.
First and 10, Iowa Western at their own 30. There are 2:24 to play in the first quarter. Now we'll see what Nate Glantz and his Iowa Western offense will do here. Dodgy defense held on to just 3 the last time out. And delay of game penalty will be called. Back judge throws a flag. Coach Strohmeyer on the far side coming out on the field. He is yelling at his offense. And it's something that we saw a delay of game before the first snap of the ball game. And now when you change of possession, those are two delay of game penalties that coaches just hate. Coming on the field and a change of possession like that. Glantz will throw it over the middle. It's got a man incomplete, overshot his intended receiver, Ryan Flournoy.
That's intended for number 3.
So 2:18 to go in this first incomplete. Quarter. 7-3 Dodge City leads. Second down and 15 after the penalty and the delay of game. The penalty and then the incompletion, rather. Glantz. Work down the shotgun here. Sargba, running back to his left. Play action, pressure coming. Throws it up down the near side, incomplete. About 10 yards in front of his receiver, again, Flournoy. And pressure coming on the near side is what made Glantz have to get rid of it, as it was Chris Starks coming in on a cornerback blitz. Third down coming up. Third and 15 for the Reavers. 2:13 to go, first quarter, clock stopped. Four receivers, 3 left, 1 right. Glantz claps his hands. Play action. Pressure coming up the middle. Glantz rolling to his right, looking back to his left. Pressure coming from behind. Glantz is going to be hit and dropped to the 35-yard line. He got positive yardage about 10, but it's still 4th down at 5 for Iowa Western. The punting team will come out yet again.
Ball carried by the quarterback, Nate Glantz. 4th down.
Another 3 in and outs for the Reaver offense. And the Dodgers defense has done a great job of winning the battle up front for the most part. Back deep to receive is Kobe Crabb. Fair caught, the first punt. Went his way. This one not as high, so he will not be able to fair catch it. Going to be a great roll inside the 10, inside the 5, and it's going to be down at the 1. What a punt there. 59 yards on the boots, thanks to the roll.
First and 10, Dodge
all the way
City.
Down to the 1-yard line. .123 to play, first quarter. This is where it gets very dangerous. Is this far deep in your own end zone? Coach Ricky Kuhn not happy there with Kobe Crabb. Wanted him to return that because just gave him all that extra room on the bounce. So McKee working 5 yards deep in his own end zone. Sean gets a snap, hands off up the middle again. This is going to be Tyler Curtis, who had the touchdown run. He'll get up near the 8-yard line. Nice hole up the middle. Gain of 7 on the play, second down and 3. So we approach a minute to play in the first quarter.
Second down.
Curtis again to carry. This time he gets across the 10 to the 11. And it's going to be good enough for a first down for the Conks. Stops the clock momentarily. Back-to-back runs for Tyler Curtis. Two carries, 11 yards there, and he's going to get a nice breather. A couple really good carries. Faison back in it, running back to the right hip of Rashad McKee. 40 seconds to play in the opening quarter, 7-3. Dodge City leads. Play clock at 10. McKee gets a snap. Hands off, Faison. Cam looking for running room. Started to go outside, then he cut it back up the middle. And Dodge City will not have to run another play here in the opening quarter, and that's play, or the game clock's at 17. Let's see if they will or not. Game clock down inside 10, and that will end our first quarter of play. One quarter in the books, Dodge City 7 and number 4 Iowa Western 3 through 15 complete. We'll step aside and come back to second quarter action here to Memorial Stadium. Back here at Memorial Stadium in Dodge City, 7-3 our score. Conks leading number 4, Iowa Western. We begin the second quarter. Great to be along here this afternoon on a beautiful day here in Southwest Kansas, and a great crowd on hand as well. Most of what I've seen here for a Conk football game at quite some time. It's great to see everybody here on this west side of Memorial Stadium. Rashad McKee in a quarterback. He's got three backs to his behind him. He'll skip a pass far side, incomplete. First play of the second quarter.
Incomplete pass.
Interesting formation there.
And third down.
We saw as McKee was already in the shotgun, and then he had three backs right behind him. So third down and 8. Three receivers to the right, one to the left this time for Rashad McKee. McKee, hands off, left side, Faison. He's got a big hole across the 25, 30, 35, 40. One man to beating gets hit and drilled at the 45-yard line. But Cam Faison takes it 32 yards for a Dodge City first down. Cam Faison fired up, and that's his electric speed right there. Last year he was a receiver, and now he's a running back. He played running back at high school. Just a big burst of speed there. Two receivers right, one left. Handoff, Curtis, the carry, and not much room, maybe a couple on the play. And I have yet to mention, but Dodge City is without C.J. Hall, who led Curtis the Conks in rushing last year. He is back as well as Willie Gaines, our top wide receiver. So the Conks playing without arguably their best running back and wide receiver from a season ago. Hoping, Coach Kuhn is hoping that Willie Gaines will be back next week. C.J. Hall will still be a couple weeks down the road before he is good to go. Second and 8 after the 2-yard pickup. Double tight end. McKee fires a pass forward side, it's caught. And a great open field tackle there by the cornerback on the forward side, Legend Doggett.
Pass complete to number 81.
After the catch was made there by Fred Eifert. Not that name could add to a list of greats here, the junior college ranks this season. Legend Doggett.
Third down.
Out of McDonough, Georgia. Third down coming up. Here for Dodge City, 3rd and 6, and now we'll have to have a timeout because a lineman came out late, and now one lineman coming in late. Actually, no, they just reset the play clock. Looks like one of the linemen lost a mouthpiece, I believe is what it was. Lanier, Jakeda Lanier. I think that's what they're yelling for, a mouthpiece. That's why they reached the play clock. Third and six, McKee fires pass, batted down. Linebacker Zach Strickland comes up and bats it down with his left hand. Swats it to the turf and it's fourth down. But another pretty good drive there by the Conk offense. And they got all the way up to the 49-yard line. And now they will punt it away. And doing the honors will be Trey Wilhoit. So Wilhoit, let's see with the wind at his back if he can pin the Reavers back deep inside their own tip. Caden Wiegen is standing at his own 10-yard line to receive the punt. Wilhoit waits for the snap. Good snap back to him. Pressure coming. The kick is away. It's a wobbly one. Wiegen is going to let it bounce. Now it goes over his head. Why did he pick it up at the five? He did for some reason. And now he is going to be trying to get outside. Pressure coming. And he's going to get across the 10 near the 15 where he angles out of bounds. Probably should have let that keep bouncing. It went over his head. But anytime you're inside the five and let it go over your head and then pick it up around the four, it's usually a disaster. It nearly was. They'll get up to the 15-yard line where Iowa Western starts their first drive of the second quarter. Dodge City leads 7-3, 12:36 to play the half.